It is 9 o'clock here on The Ticket. It's Tuesday morning with the Musers. It's June 16th. And we have a big announcement to make about this segment for, what, the last 15 years, maybe 20 years? I don't know how long we've been doing The Biggest Show Coming to Town. But every week before the pandemic, it was us running down the 5, 6, or 7 biggest musical or entertainment acts coming to Dallas-Fort Worth. And we did this, probably started pre-internet. We did it as a service to the P1 so you wouldn't miss any big acts coming through town. But over the years, we've realized that we've been talking a lot about the same acts over and over because a lot of the same acts come to town. We've been doing the segment in the same way for such a long time, and now everybody has a concert calendar at their fingertips. And once the pandemic hit, we stopped doing it that way because there were no shows coming to town. So I found this musical survey 2 or 3 months ago and said, why don't we, for the time being, until shows start to come back to town, why don't we just take turns answering this musical survey, this questionnaire? And it's been such a hit with the P1s, as everybody here on the morning show staff has done it, and then we've branched out. Corby has done it, and Donovan has done it, and Rhett Miller has done it, and Robert Wolanski has done it. And we've got a lot of really exciting people, Cody Jinks last week. We've got a lot of exciting people lined up for the future, including today's special guest star. So we are officially announcing that this segment is now officially and permanently changed. The Biggest Show Coming to Town this week is now put into the time capsule that we'll bury for ticket posterity. And we are changing this to Bands of Your Life.
What? This is non-disclosure.
That is
this is non-disclosure.
The new name of this segment, and each week we'll have somebody new, maybe a ticket staff member, maybe someone from the world of music or a local celebrity, someone from the world of sports. We've got plenty of people, and so each week somebody new answers this musical survey. Welcome to Bands of Your Life from now on, Tuesday mornings at 8:55, and
all
let's
right.
Welcome this week's special guest star from the Hardline, Danny Bayless. Hi, Danny.
Girl.
Yes. Girl. This is non-disclosure, too.
No, it's not.
Oh,
my favorite. When someone discloses something, Gordon screams that it's non-disclosure.
I know.
Right.
Doesn't
immediately
get over
after the disclosure. Well, that's what Grego used to do.
Oh, man, non-disclosure. Well, no, I'm actually admitting to
it's
it, Hammer.
Non-disclosure, Ange. I think that's non-disclosure. It's just non-disclosure,
yeah, I know he's going to do it. He just a
you know, Danny,
guy.
We're excited about having you on and doing this questionnaire for many reasons. Number one, because we love you.
Well, I love
number
you.
Two, number two, because you're funny. And number three, because in this segment, forever, the fake Danny, also known as Charlie,
has, they're not the same people,
has made appearances calling everything stupid and dumb.
So,
and we, so
super stupid, so, go away.
So we're imagining that you may just stop after band that you hate because you will have listed all of them.
Well, the rules said that I couldn't. There's no redundancies. You can't use the same band in more than one category. So that was hard. Really, really difficult. But I've got a list. How does this work?
Okay. So you can just, I can either give you the categories or the questions, or you can just take yourself through it. Since you're a broadcaster, I figure you can do that. So just at your speed,
I'll tell you
start
what,
whenever you
good,
want.
Not a good broadcaster.
Junior,
if you would just list the categories and then hand it off.
Okay. Let's start with, and we always do this in the same order for every special guest star, band that you hate.
Okay. This was difficult, but the more I thought about it, the easier it became, because there is a song that I consider the worst song ever written. You hear it still all the time. It's probably 30 years old, and I figured if this is the worst song that I, the song that I believe to be the worst song of all time, then it has to be written by the worst band of all time, and it's this. Jeremy.
Yes.
Yes, this is a terrible song.
All right, I have a lot to say on this song.
I always kind of like this song.
Stop it, George.
If I do this, I'm a lofty
Time to get up that big hill of hope for a destination.
Can't you feel the vomit building?
How about when she's kicked up in it and so on?
Yeah, Gordo parodies this song all the time.
Okay,
this
song,
it's Four Non Blondes, and they keep saying what's going on, but they were so lazy that the song is titled What's Up.
Right.
It's not even called What's Going On.
Now, Linda Perry did go on to produce like a whole host of hits, like with Pink and a bunch of other artists. But this is the signature song of her original band.
Right. And you will hear this in restaurants, everywhere. This is I guess it's considered classic rock now, but you can't get away from this, even in this day and age, where I think this song it's got to be like 30 years old, right? 25?
Oh, yeah. Came out in the early 90s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my take on it, Danny. Let me hear what you have to say on this. Because you had to have had a song that's done this to you. When this song came out, I could not stand it. I hated it with a passion, and I couldn't believe it was a real song. I'm like, everyone's not annoyed with the song the way I am? I can't take that vocal on anything. And then, somewhere, and it started growing on me because I would sing it to annoy people all the time. And then I found when it would come on the radio, sometimes I would leave it going. And then now, whenever I hear it and it comes on, I definitely keep it going. So I don't know how does that evolution happen to where something just annoyed the heck out of me, and now it's become so familiar to me that I can't tell whether I like it or not.
Gordon, I'm the same way with some of those new country songs that we play in Fun with Country Music, where we're doing the segment and just ripping it to shreds and laughing. And then the next thing you know, I'm walking through the hallway and one of those stations that flanks us is playing it on the speakers. And I find myself not only singing along, but knowing every word and kind of enjoying it.
Right.
I don't know what that phenomenon, but it never happened for me with this song at all.
All right.
Okay, Four Non Blondes, band that you hate, band that you think is overrated.
This one should be pretty easy, and we don't even need to play any audio to give them further publicity. But this is a band that I actually liked in the mid-late 80s. And then their singer, or the guy that fronted the band, decided that he needed to start singing. And that's when I completely turned my back on the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Interesting.
And we don't have to play their songs. Yeah.
I think we have a clip of them playing Under the Bridge. Yeah, I'm not sure. we have a clip of them.
But. Oh, I love the Chili Peppers.
I know. Yeah. And okay. Huge commercial success. They are so beloved. But when I thought of overrated, I put them in the category of a band that everybody likes, but maybe they don't deserve the attention. But
just don't like Anthony Kiedis' voice?
I just don't like it when he sings. He used to just pretty
strictly
rap.
His voice sounds
pretty
good to me. I mean, the guitarist here is struggling, but...
Yeah.
Is he? But when Anthony comes in, he's pretty strong.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a part.
That's actually better than Anthony.
Sometimes I feel like I only...
Friend...
Vocal kind of comes in and out here a little bit.
There's a gate on the mic. He's not close enough.
They got the gate miscalibrated. He drops below 25 dB and it cuts out.
This is commentary for six people.
I think you are right. I think he's better yelling and almost rapping than singing.
Yeah, I agree. This actual performance by Grooves was described to me by a dear friend of mine who is dearly departed. He once said, "That piece of audio sounds like a bucket of musical notes being kicked down a flight of stairs."
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Chili Peppers are Danny's band that he thinks is overrated.
All right, they're the greatest band ever if it produced this.
Man, that will always make me laugh.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Okay, Danny, band you think is underappreciated?
Okay, underappreciated. I would consider that a band that more people should know about, but they don't. And Jeremy, go ahead and fire this off. Not a lot of people know about this group, but they had a hit back in the 90s called Popular, and this is not a surf, and they're one of those bands, one of the very few bands that anytime they come through live, and I really don't like going to live concerts anymore, I will go and I will act like a 15-year-old boy singing every lyric, jumping up and down, dancing, high-fiving people. It's one of the few bands that I still get that kind of experience that you did when you were a kid, when you experienced live shows. And they're still producing great music. This record just came out like 4 months ago. Just syrupy, good power pop, Gordon.
Who is this?
Not a surf. Yeah, they had a
don't remember them.
Popular back in the day, which was a novelty song, and it kind of defined them. And now they just, you know, they rarely even play that tune live, but because people show up and they want to hear that tune, and they became that band, but so much more relevant than that one goofy song that they wrote.
Well, I really like that.
And they're still going.
Yeah, they're like in their 50s, like early 50s, like our age, and they're still cranking it out. And tour, you know, they come through town once or twice a year.
Like, where'd they play last time they came to town?
They were at the Kessler, actually. Didn't sell great it place out, but, you know, good show.
I'm going to check them out.
Right. Okay. Our guest star today is Danny Bayless from The Hardline, taking the Musers musical survey. And we left off, Danny, with band that you love.
This one was pretty easy for me because I started being into these guys and the band that a few of them were in before this one in like the early 90s. Saw their first show at Sons of Herman Hall when they first came together and have seen this band more than any other band live, and that would be Wilco. I know, George, you probably know a little bit about them and listen to them some.
Yeah, guys in my band are big Wilco fans.
Yeah, just it's been super fun. Like, again, those guys are old like us, you know, 50 plus. I think their guitar player is like 63. But yeah, they're just watching their career evolve through the last 30 years has been a real joy. And they're definitely probably my favorite band that's still in existence.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Summer Teeth is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
Was that back when you were learning to play guitar?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it was.
Coming up next, Junior Miller will perform acoustic versions of the entire Summer Teeth record.
Although, Danny, I'm still learning how to play guitar.
It never stops, right, Gordon?
That's right. There's always more to learn.
Someone's You're having
quite right, Dave.
You're quite right, Dave.
Okay, so that's on? Band that you love. Let's go to band, unless you had more to say about Wilco.
No. We've got to move this along. I'm a producer, okay. So I'm kind of doing double duty here.
Okay, band that you can listen to over and over again.
Hit it, Jeremy. This isn't a band. It's a dude. It's Marvin Gaye. And I could have gone with the Beatles or the Stones or some, you know, group that's been around forever that everybody knows. But, man, there's something about Marvin that I never get tired of hearing this. Specifically this song. And those records sound so good.
Greatness.
And the way he evolved from kind of being a pop star into more of the politically, socially conscious stuff, like what's going on in the early 70s, and even on into the sexual healing days. I mean, that's all great stuff, and I never get tired of Marvin.
So great.
Mm-hmm.
You're interesting, Danny, because you have so many influences. You love a lot of really good country. I guess you were into the hair metal there for a while, at least.
You bet your ass.
And soul music, too. And when would you say you've become even a bigger fan of it, say, the last 5 or 6 years?
I would say the last probably 15, because Gordon, you being a bass player, like hearing those bass lines on that old stuff that specifically James Jamerson, it just sounded like another language to me, something that I could never do. And then I forced myself to sit down and study that type of playing.
Mm-hmm.
And once I started getting my head around, oh my God, this is not only I'm starting to understand it, but can actually play this stuff. That's when it just stuck with me, and that's been since like 2004, 2005.
Great.
Would you say there's a soul movement afoot here the last 5 years or so?
Man, I think it goes back to that first Amy Winehouse record. That okay. kind of revivalist stuff with the Daptones, and that's when I kind of think the revivalist thing started happening, and it's as strong now as it ever has been. And I could go on for 3 segments listing 100 bands that are doing that stuff that have come out in the last 10 years that are doing it really well.
Yeah, those Daptones and Sunrise Pickups and that whole movement.
Okay.
He's always going to work in Sunrise Pickups because he's heard me talking about them.
You mean
which
Silver
is an acoustic
Sun
guitar
pickups.
Pickup.
I know.
No,
oh, okay.
By the way, the band you're in now, the Bastards of Soul, I think is really nice. Your lead singer is incredible.
Danny was kicked Chadwick out Murray. A week ago. Yeah. Way to go, George.
It's been an underreported story.
Oh.
Kind of got swallowed up by the news cycle.
Okay, Danny.
I thought it was protected under the HIPAA laws, but I guess not.
Band that made you fall in love with music.
Very easy. This music was in my house from my earliest even having memories, and that would have to be Elvis Presley. No music. Everybody knows.
Oh, there isn't music.
Yeah.
Jer, play Moody Blue.
Gordo's an Elvis guy. I always liked him. But I was always fascinated after his death, and I guess that's pretty routine, especially for legends. You even get more legendary.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I was exposed to just too much old Elvis.
George was turned off by Graceland.
the mansion?
Yeah.
Just the silliness of it all. The carpet on the ceilings. TCB.
I went to Graceland last year, and I could live in that house easily.
You could live in it?
Uh-huh.
That's my favorite decor.
The jungle room? Who doesn't want to party in the jungle room, Gordon?
So great. This was recorded in the jungle room right here.
That's right.
This album was so great because it was translucent blue, the vinyl.
That's right. Never seen colored vinyl like that before.
So magical.
Go watch Elvis Karate today for a good laugh.
Okay, dude. All right. He wasn't known as a karate artist. All right.
He really got into it for a while.
He was a multiple degree black belt.
That's right.
I think they kind of gave like two him weeks. To him, though.
In two weeks, he reached the highest level.
Yeah, after his yellow, they just handed him belts. Yeah, sure, Elvis, you passed the test. Great job, bud.
The film I saw looked like it took a lot out of him.
A little sweaty.
All sweaty with those sunglasses.
Isn't it crazy to think he died at 42?
On the toilet.
How young that is.
He died on the toilet, kind of like
Dom. So sad. Did you know that, Gordon? He died on the toilet?
I did. And did you know he bit his tongue in half?
No,
not until you told us.
Oh. Yeah, he bit his tongue in half, and I think they found it up under the kick plate by the vanity.
I figured he just
bingo,
ate it.
Oh, bingo, kick plate.
I think I've said kick plate once.
Good job, George.
My entire
He got a bingo.
Is that Contractor Gordon?
Band that changed your life.
That kick plate's not up to code. Let's see. Okay, go ahead and hit it, Jeremy.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Double O fetus, double O fetus. Bloody abortion.
What? This is Metallica, and I was into like Def Leppard and stuff like that in the early 80s, and then my buddy and I decided to drive to Fort Worth from Knox City one summer to go see Metallica, or go to see Ozzy, and the opening band was Metallica, and they came out on stage, and I realized at the end of that show how angry I was at my father.
And oh, no.
It's something about this music just spoke to the inner emo, angry kid in me, and this just absolutely changed everything for me, and went down a massive hole for about 2 years just exploring this type of stuff.
By the way, your first band or one of your first bands, Sahara Rain, were they metal?
Yeah, it kind of evolved, like kind of maybe a little glammier in the beginning and then got a little more edgier towards the end. But yeah, it was pretty metal.
Sahara Rain.
Junior. Was rain spelled like a ruler or like a weather pattern?
It was like the water that comes out of clouds.
Oh, well, that's not very metal. You got to change it to rain
There was a shallow rain, if you remember back then. That
we used to play with them.
Yeah, but we didn't want to like appear to be copying them. We were nothing alike, so.
Mm-hmm. How long was Sahara Rain together? You together for a long time?
About 3 years, maybe.
Did you win any Grammys?
No, we did not win any Grammys, but we did travel to Hollywood one time with the entire band in the back of a Penske truck with no air conditioning.
What a beatdown.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Beaten.
Y'all played a show out there?
Yeah, we did played the Whiskey A Go-Go and the Troubadour, and we had a showcase at SIR Studios, and nobody wanted to sign us, so we went home and broke up.
Dude, that's pretty huge, though, that you guys played those
Troubadour,
venues.
That's awesome. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, we were kind of at the back end of it when, you know, that whole movement was fizzling out anyway, and then Nirvana hit like a year and a half later, and it was
Isn't
over.
That crazy how Nirvana hit and then hair metal just ended?
Yeah, and now you've got all these. Go ahead.
Thursday.
Toothpaste. Now you have all of these guys in their 60s and 70s, like they're in Whitesnake and still touring.
Right.
Play in the Barley House.
Okay, Danny, band that surprised you.
Go ahead and hit it, Jeremy. Okay, so about 15 years ago, a lot of my friends that I trusted, like good musical friends, were into jazz, and I didn't understand it. And I asked a buddy of mine that was pretty well versed in this stuff. I said, I think I need to get into jazz. I don't know if I like it or not. I went to UNT, and I remember standing, me and my buddies, watching the 1 o'clock lab band play at Bruce Hall and watching them. And I looked at a guy that was kind of bopping his head, and I go, is this good? And the guy goes, yeah, man, these cats are smoking. So I had no idea of anything about jazz. My buddy said, buy A Love Supreme by John Coltrane. Listen to the whole thing. If you could make it through the album one time, listen to it five times. If you hate it after listening to it five times, then maybe this isn't for you. I fell in love with this record the first time I heard it and jumped in, and I've been a huge, huge fan of that 50s, early 60s kind of a bop, post-bop era, and this album specifically is probably my favorite jazz album ever, by John Coltrane's Love Supreme. So that surprised me. I did not think I would like it as much as I did.
That's a good one. All right, guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure. There, I had three listed, and we'll get to the one that I chose, but Taylor Swift would be one. Miley Cyrus would be one, just because I think they have great songs. And I think the records sound cool, but this chick came out in the last couple of years and has just exploded. But this song and this woman, such a guilty pleasure of mine. When this comes on, I am bumping in the car, George.
Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick bitch, I need tempo. Get up to the tempo.
This is Lizzo, George.
Oh, yeah.
I connect with this song because I as well am a thick bitch and need tempo. Do you like Lizzo, Gordon?
I don't know much about her. I'm like woefully out of date. I need to upgrade my music module.
You're listening to your Outfield burned CD.
Yeah, I think I probably need to spend less time looking for Outfield bootlegs and maybe get more up to date.
I think she's funny, Lizzo.
She's great, man. And her record sounds so cool. And, man, if this doesn't get you bumping in the morning, I don't know what will, George. All right, let's bump it
right now.
I know we're running out of time. I think the next one, Junior, is Band I Should Have Seen By Now. This is an embarrassment, George, and you're going to kill me. Dwight Yoakam. Never saw him live. And I know there's still time. He's not dead. And every time I miss a concert, I look up on YouTube, Doyle loses it, and I watch the Sling Blade fight where he kicks everybody out of his house.
Yeah, good actor, too.
Yeah.
A great actor.
like a, do you guys know Mitch Marine, his drummer, longtime drummer, a Dallas guy? He's been an acquaintance of mine for years, and I never hit him up once and said, hey, man, can you get me into Dwight? Because I know he'd hook me up, but I've never seen him, and it drives me nuts because I've heard he's fantastic live.
Mitch Marine. Boy, that is crazy. I've only seen him once, and he was, yeah, he was fantastic.
Can Dwight play guitar?
Yeah,
I think so.
Or is he just a cowboy chord guy?
I don't know. I don't think he's like Brad Paisley or anybody like that, but he's usually got a guitar up there. I think he, even if it's a prop, he's up there.
Right, I just couldn't remember whether he was like a guitar slinger as well as a singer. I just didn't know.
All right, Danny, and finally, great band to see live.
Saw these guys in 2005 or 6 at Starplex. And we did our favorite concerts of all time, and this was number one on mine. This was Radio. This is Radiohead from In Rainbows. And I don't know what it was. The sound was perfect. The proximity to the stage was perfect. We weren't just like so crammed up so you don't get to hear the mains, but not quite far back by the soundboard. It was just that perfect sweet spot and the perfect amount of whatever we might have been on at the time. But man, this concert blew me away, and it was my favorite concert I've ever been to. But yeah, Radiohead, you get a chance to see these guys live, it's a hell of a show.
Where was this show in Dallas?
It was at Starplex.
Oh.
Or whatever it was called at the time. Maxi Pad Arena.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's been through some names. I don't think it's been through that one, but
You don't know that?
Danny, I enjoyed that list.
I felt like I sucked, but, you know.
No! This
is you. I kind of blame you guys for having me on. This is kind of on you.
No, it was great.
Where's Gordon?
Gordon, stop. Stop.
Where's Gordon at? Where's Gordon?
Danny, do you have a clapping Sahara Rain gig you'd like
Where's
to plug?
Where's Gordon at?
No. Band broke
Sahara
up in 90.
Rain. Do you know if all those guys are still alive that are in that band?
Yeah, they
you
are.
Keep in contact with them?
Yep. We text on occasion. I reached out to the singer about a week or two ago, and they're all
reunion.
Still doing great.
Reunion.
Boy, that would be so great. I'd be there front row.
You get Sahara Rain back together. I'll get the Hemingways back together, and we'll play a show together.
All right, but we have to go back with our original haircuts.
I basically have the same haircut right now.
I'm getting there. If this COVID keeps up. Yeah, man, this COVID. I ain't going to get to the barbershop, man.
Stop making casual COVID comments.
You know what I think we learned today?
What?
Nothing.
Danny doesn't hate every band.
No. Danny's a music lover.
He doesn't. He loves music.
Right. Danny, thank you.
Hey, what bass are you playing these days? You still got that 74P bass or whatever it was?
71. All the Ridge.
71.
With Sunrise pickups?
It doesn't have Sunrise
pickups. It does have Sunrise pickups, Junior.
You keep the do those come with ashtrays?
Yeah. I've got them both. Pickup cover and the ashtray.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, you got strings on that thing?
Right. Four of them.
Flat wounds? What flat wounds?
Sunrise strings. Labella 105s, or I'm sorry, 110s.
Frets. Not Boomers?
The big fat ones.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Not
Boomers? Boomers. Does it have frets? Yes. Maybe
Danny,
more questions. Thanks
love
Gordon
you.
And Junior.
Thank
and
you, Danny.
I love you too. Have sex.
There he goes, the great Danny Bayless. You'll hear him today, 3 to 7 on the Hardline with Corby and Bob. And we're going to be on summer vacation for a couple of weeks, so we will resume with our brand new segment July 7th when we get back. It's now officially Bands of Your Life.